Welcome back to Well, That's Interesting, the New Year's Eve edition.
Oh, yeah. Hey. We made it. It's over. It's over.
It's just, there's a horizon. We're so
fast. At the stroke of midnight, all of our problems are gone, right?
Totally gone. Those problems, they're going to turn into pumpkins.
Yeah, they are.
We're going to make pumpkin bread.
The best pumpkin bread. We've been baking
so
much. And we're going to take that pumpkin bread and go outside.
For real. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Christ's sake. And thank you for just sticking with us for the few months. You know, We're a young podcast, but we're growing, and that's because of you guys, and it's been phenomenal.
We watch our numbers go up every day, and y'all are the best. Thank you so much.
The absolute best. Thank you for being weird and interesting and amazing, and for the next year, 2021, I don't want to jinx anything. I don't even want to say the numbers. So it's like, but anyway, in this next year, we want to create a new episode per week with your stuff. So yeah. Continue emailing us at wellthatsinterestingpod@gmail.com. Send us stuff you think is interesting, stuff you've learned, you've experienced, whatever. And
whatever.
We're just going to throw it right back into your ears.
Yeah.
Let's spread the love, spread the info.
Spread the weird. And also, don't forget to send me your favorite Britney song.
I know, guys. Come on.
Ask for one thing. I'm just kidding. But do send it. I would love to start a dialogue about Britney or whatever you want to talk about.
Send it in. And let's keep the community growing. Why not?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Because we are now up to episode 020. 020. And it's the last episode of the year that shall not be named.
Yes.
And I thought to start the new year off right, I think you should consider human sacrifice.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's sacrifice this year and humans, I guess.
Today's episode, what if you were thrown into a volcano?
I love it. I've thought about this. I love it. I've thought about this one a lot. Personally, I think it's the sexiest way to be sacrificed. But I might change my tune at the end of this episode. You know,
there will be a video that I'm going to ask you to describe what happens. But yeah, you do have to go to a beautiful remote location most of the time. So,
I love that.
Which is really nice.
I imagine a skimpy outfit, flowers, maybe some rum.
Some Mai Tais.
Some Mai Tais.
You'll want a few Mai Tais before you.
Oh, yeah.
Before you jump in.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Okay, so before we put on our bikinis, let's talk a little bit about the history of human sacrifices. So there's going to be a lot of reading, but, fuck, man, it's informative and it's fucking interesting.
I want to learn it all.
People have been doing this shit. Let's see. Let's begin with what is a human sacrifice? Of course, it's the offering of a human life or many lives to a deity in some ritual.
Love it.
Encyclopedia Britannica. Yes, it's still around.
Throwback.
It's still around in digital form. States, quote, "The occurrence of human sacrifice can usually be related to the recognition of human blood as the sacred life force."
Mm.
Bloodless forms of killing, however, such as strangulation and drowning, have been used in some cultures. The killing of a human being has often been part of an attempt to commune with a god and to participate in divine life. Human life, as the most valuable material for sacrifice, has also been offered in an attempt at expiation, end quote. And I had no fucking clue what expiation meant.
Sam.
You just stared at me with wide eyes. I'm like, don't worry.
It was one of those things where I was like, is this a word everyone knows?
No.
And I just have to play along at this dinner party and pretend?
Fucking Britannica was Britannicking. And it just threw out expiation. Expiation. So I looked it up. It's offering a human life as a way to make amends or a reparation for guilt or wrongdoing.
All right, so I'm going to I'm going to pause us right
okay.
here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. So based on what we just learned about expiation, okay, let's say you're a person, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I think I could do that. Okay.
Okay, cool. So, all right. So let's say you murder someone.
Okay.
Right?
I could do that. Sorry.
So just visualize it. Okay. And then now let's say you feel like bad, right? Okay.
Okay. So you feel bad.
You feel like bad. Okay. And so to fix this,
yeah,
you're going to do a human sacrifice to make good with, to make amends, right? That's, expiation.
That's a math. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically to solve one murder,
yeah,
you solve it with another murder. Am I getting that right?
I think that's, yeah, if the person you killed was like an important person or like a, you know, buddy of God.
Right.
Buddy.
You know, like, so like Dave.
Dave. You know, Dave. That kiss ass fuck. So if you kill Dave and that deity gets pissed, yeah, you might have to kill somebody else.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
Very complicated. Very ancient.
Yes.
So in sum, I guess you could say if you needed a good harvest or you wanted to stop a natural disaster caused by a slighted angry god.
Or solve the Dave problem.
Solve the Dave problem. Or in our case, you know, we want 2021 to not be the worst.
Oh yeah.
You gotta give the ultimate gift.
Yeah. A person.
That's right.
Or people.
We have options. Quoting Britannica again. Quote, there are two primary types of human sacrifice, the offering of a human being to a god, like mm-hmm. an immediate death,
yeah,
and the entombment or slaughter of servants or slaves intended to accompany the deceased into the afterlife.
Great. So choices. You can kill one person or a bunch. What a variety.
Continuing with Britannica, the Dahomey instituted especially elaborate sacrifices at yearly ceremonies related to the cult of deceased kings, end quote. So I looked into this Dahomey thing, and they would kill people to honor all their dead kings. It was like the cult of personality. And
The cult of personality.
Yeah,
like
there you go.
One. Put it on a tote.
Put it on a mug. Ranker.com explains that annual celebration even further. I think it's pronounced Zwetanu, Xwetanu. It was performed by a once ancient West African kingdom where today's Ghana is located. Quote, the preferred method of sacrifice was decapitation.
Very nice.
Yeah, so many sacrificial victims were beheaded that the ceremony's name translates to yearly head business. One source states that thousands of people were sacrificed under the leadership of one king, end quote.
I love yearly head business. It sounds very like Wall Street. Like
yearly. Yeah, it's the all hands call.
Oh, dear. Right? I'm thinking about it too much now. Let's move on from yearly head business.
Yeah, it's the slack of its day. Let's see. Let's get back to the notes. I lost my place. Okay, back to Britannica.
Yeah.
Quote, excavations in Egypt and elsewhere in the ancient Middle East have revealed that numerous servants were at times interred with the funerary equipment of a member of the royal family in order to provide that person with a retinue in the next life. The Chinese practice of burying the emperor's retinue with him continued intermittently until the 17th century, end quote. And for fuck's sake, I didn't know what retinue meant either.
Amazing. So, we're on the same page today.
On the same blank page. I need to look shit up. So retinue is a really super fucking fancy word for a group of advisors, assistants, or others to accompany an important person into the afterlife. So it's your crew. It's just your crew, man. And you're rolling into the club of the afterlife together.
I'm trying to think of like who my crew is. Well, there's
Pick
you.
One. Yeah.
And then there is, I guess.
I'm down.
Who else works for me? Does anyone work for me?
Work for you? Wait a minute.
No. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of like who is like in my immediate. Does anyone? Because it sounds like this is a staff of a person.
Yeah, I mean, there is going to be some boot shining and all hands calling and head business.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't work for me. We're like we're colleagues. Do I take my colleagues? It's going to be a really weird Monday morning meeting. So.
Well, think about it and then get back to us. So say the ruler passes away. Or you, and you need to bring the crew. What happens to that crew to prep them for the? You know what I mean? What do we do with you? In ancient Egypt, during the first dynasty, anyone the pharaoh deemed needed was sealed into the tomb alive. So it's very straightforward.
Okay,
straightforward.
Now I don't want to take the crew with me anymore.
Other options, let's see, would you like to read from ranker.com about ancient Mesopotamia and what they did with their crew?
I would love to. I would love to. Okay, quote, like the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, the royals of ancient Mesopotamia were buried with the rest of their household. This included some members of the royal court, such as soldiers, handmaidens, and servants. Human remains found at an archaeological site in Ur, spelled U-R, now Iraq, attest to more than 2,000 people being sacrificed in this way. In an ancient near past, experts believe that victims of sacrifices in Mesopotamia were poisoned peacefully before burial, like a little Xanax.
There you go.
You jump in there. That was my addition, not the quote. Okay. recent discoveries suggest a more brutal practice. Analysis of skeletal remains suggests that victims were struck in the head before burial. Some have speculated that targets may have been struck in the head because the poison wasn't enough, thus preventing them from being buried alive. However, the truth about why they were dispatched in such a way remains unknown.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. End quote. Yes. So, yeah, you know, it's like a little insurance policy. If the poison didn't work, you got a little blow to the head.
Yeah, so a little bludgeoning.
So it's... That was being nice. along with everything we just spoke about, the Aztec, Inca, and Mayan were known to include sacrifices in some rituals, and those that practiced the Assyrian and Canaanite religions. Evidence suggests children were burned at times, and, quote, among the African Asante, the victims sacrificed as first fruit offerings during the festival of New Yams were usually criminals, though slaves were also killed, end quote. That is from our Encyclopedia Britannica.
Hell yeah.
Now, this feels like a lot, but it should be noted, human sacrifices occurred in only a few ancient cultures. But as the world's population grew and interacted, of course, the fear of, air quotes, the other grew as well.
Oh.
Continuing with Britannica, quote, accusations of human sacrifice in ancient and modern times have been far more widespread than the ritual practice ever was. Some early Christians were falsely accused of cannibalism, consuming sacrificial victims at nocturnal feasts, a misunderstanding probably due to the secrecy surrounding the Eucharistic rite and the use of the words body and blood. From the Middle Ages until quite recently, Jews were often maliciously accused of having sacrificed Christian children at Passover.
Oh, God.
Yeah, an accusation which has been termed the blood libel, end quote. Yeah. It happens. This reminded me of like the Satanic Panic in the 80s and early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Where like fucking dozens and dozens of people were accused of shit that just did not happen. Horrific fucking things.
Yeah.
And, you know, lo and behold, the absolute bullshit bonkers QAnon cult is alive and well, accusing just about everyone of abusing children and eating them. QAnon fucking theory was that cannibalistic drag queens were killing and eating children. That was a thing for a minute.
Wow. Yeah,
so
I managed to nap through that that one. But
new cycles are very fast.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they would accuse like that's what drag queens did. Yeah, they were just killing and eating children in some Satan sacrifice. I don't know. Anyway,
Crazy.
I know. Our history lesson is ending here. And after the break, we're going to throw somebody into a volcano and see what happens.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Please do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Kat and Jethro, box of oddities.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww.
The show examines weird things.
There are plenty of old photographs from this time period of children out in the streets playing in and among the dead horse carcasses.
Oh, I miss those days. Things used to be so much simpler.
Kat and Jethro.
Then there's the urine wheel, which sounds like a really bad game show.
Thing done weird things. Kat and Jethro, box of oddities. That is really mysterious.
Join Kat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the box of oddities.
The Webby Award-winning Box of Oddities podcast from Airwave Media.
Hey everyone, Jill Chacha here from Well That's Interesting, and I am absolutely thrilled to tell you about Spotify for Podcasters. I use it, I love it, and it all started by downloading the free Spotify for Podcasters app, which has all the tools you need in one place to record and edit your masterpiece of a podcast. Spotify for Podcasters also distributes your show to all major platforms. So when you hit publish, your episodes will stream not only on Spotify, but I'm talking about the Apples, the Googles, Stitcher, Good Pods, the other ones. You get the idea. And you can monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership required. You could also set up monthly subscriptions and record ads just like this one. So what are you waiting for? Download Spotify for Podcasters today and start changing the world. Oh, and please, stay interesting. And we're back.
We're so back.
We're so back. I hope everyone made it back safely.
Yes.
Because we're heading to an imaginary, beautiful, remote location.
Yes.
I want you to picture it.
Yeah.
We're at the, base of a volcano, and we're gonna have to throw somebody in.
Got it.
So.
As long as I'm drunk.
That's not a problem. So if we were to jump in or be thrown in, would you sink or float? Well, It turns out magma is about 2 to 3 times denser than water, so she's kind of thick. There's about 1,500 active volcanoes in the world, so if you picked a modestly tall one, you probably wouldn't even survive the fall.
I see.
Yeah. So
that's good.
That's good. Believe it or not, that is the good news. let's say we picked a relatively shorter one. Say, Paliaki, located along the Argentina-Chile border.
Hmm.
According to Wikipedia, it stands a wee 591 feet high.
Oh, only 591 feet.
That's right. And is currently the title holder for the world's smallest volcano.
That's
which is
crazy.
Adorable.
That's so cute.
It's the cutest.
It's so cute.
So it is the world's smallest volcano elevation-wise. Now, falling this distance would be a fucking disaster, but let's pretend something slowed your fall.
Okay.
And you survived the impact.
Oh, no.
Yeah, your mangled body would be alive just a few moments to experience a short-lived hell, if you will.
Okay.
So, now, magma can be anywhere from 1,800 to 2,200 degrees Fahrenheit. It's so hot that the water inside your body would flash boil and turn to steam.
Wow.
Yeah, so you wouldn't even, like, burn. You just immediately fucking
vaporize.
So again, all the water in your body would turn to steam, which would suck because we're mostly water.
Yeah.
All that newly formed gas would try and escape, which means, like, that would expand whatever skin hadn't been burned off. Like, it would just turn into unrecognizable bubbles, basically.
Wow. Would I, like, so I would, like, burst?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Until you pop. Yeah, all that steam would try to escape.
And mist. I would just be mist.
Yeah. And your mini explosion would churn up the magma, causing an awesome chain reaction called lava fountains.
What?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to show you a video, and don't worry, it's not of a person being tossed in.
Okay, good.
But it is a 65-pound box of trash, and it falls into the opening at the Erta Ale volcano in Ethiopia. It falls a short distance, only about 260 feet, so that's very survivable.
Oh, no.
Researcher Richard Roscoe performs the experiment, and as you're watching, can you describe what happens to the box and the magma?
I would love to.
All right.
Okay, all right. It's falling. Whoa! Oh my god. Okay, all right. So, oh, it's still happening. All right, so we're looking at this volcano. Basically, we want, wow, okay. This is magical and frightening. Okay, so this box of trash, we threw it in to into this volcano. We watch it fall. Yeah. It's pretty small. It looks like a speck for us.
Yeah.
In terms of the view, the screen, it's a speck. So it falls, and then as soon as it hits the lava, which is churning and churning, the place where it hits the lava, it just bursts.
Yeah.
Huge fiery burst.
Mm-hmm.
And then it keeps bursting and getting bigger and just geysering.
Yeah.
Just lava and flames. Bigger, way bigger than what the actual trash was. I don't even know what happened to the trash, but it made that lava either really happy or really upset.
it's hard to tell. But
it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, now you can imagine that trash probably isn't, you know, mostly water like our bodies, but so that it immediately steam flashed.
Yeah,
and
steam flashed.
And just, it created a chain reaction with the lava and it creates these huge fucking lava fountains. It's like our own fireworks, if you will.
It's pretty amazing. it's gorgeous to watch, actually.
Yeah, so Google it, Richard Roscoe. And the Erta Ale volcano in Ethiopia. It's a short video. It's less than a minute. Go check it out.
Go check it out. And imagine, I guess don't imagine.
It would be.
Falling into it.
Oh, man. It would be
imagine brutal. 2020.
Yes, we threw 2020.
We threw 2020.
Into the volcano.
Which is a box of trash. Imagine, I love this. Okay, I'm going to rewatch this many times and just imagine the pain and the horror of 2020.
Yeah, on its damn face.
Exploding.
As it impacts, hits that magma, fucking, and just incinerates.
Amazing.
And that's it, folks.
Thank you, Jill. That was amazing.
It's been amazing for many reasons. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you on the other side, everybody.
Hell yeah.
And stay interesting.
Please do.